Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
All right, here we go. Back to it. Match number two here from Jefferson County North High School alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tamman, Kurt Kilman in studio, getting set for another NEKL volleyball showdown. Again, if you missed it, Jackson Heights, two good ones, but sweeping JCN in our first match tonight, 25-23 and 25-22. Now we get Jackson Heights for their second matchup of the evening and the first against Valley Falls, and the Dragons off to a 1-9 start. They went 0-6. At the Jeff West tournament this past weekend, they also had a non-league try last Thursday in which they got swept by Casey Christian and Riverside. Dragons' lone win, though, last Tuesday. It was the first league try they split. They lost to McLeod but got a three-set win over Oskaloosa.
Yes, coming into tonight, we talked a little bit about both these teams and how they have pretty big losing streaks. JCN, Valley Falls with the 11, Jackson Heights with the 4, but Jackson Heights and Valley Falls last year, 2-1 in matchups. It was Jackson Heights who won 2 out of the 3, and one of those games that were won was a league game. The other one was a non-league game won by Jackson Heights in tournament and mid-season tournament play. So for Jackson Heights, they're going to come in here looking to try to get another victory here. We saw that Cobra come back in match number 1. We'll see what they can do here in match number 2 against the Dragons. We know the Dragons are 1-9 coming into the day, but they got the most game experience. You know, surely that rust is kind of shaking off the old knee pads here, and for them, see if they can get their second win of the season here against a quality. From what we've seen so far, is they're 4-0 now, or 3-0 on the year now. Jackson Heights Cobras, a quality win against the league opponent.
Valley Falls did have a recent injury. Freshman Lily Brown suffering what was called a rolled ankle. She will be out of tonight's action, but this is the Valley Falls team again under head coach Adrian McAfee. And again, off to a slow start, but looking to get some momentum here tonight in league play. And again, Jackson Heights looking to go to 4-0 on the young year, going to 3-0 after their win over Jefferson County North, 25-23 and 25-22.
You know, I forgot to bring up and mention, the last time Jackson Heights had a losing season was in 2016, except last year they had that losing season. They went 7-9 in the league, 14-23 overall. They finished 6th in the league last year. But until that point, it had been until 2016 they had that down year. So Jackson Heights already off to that great quality start. They'll see if they can continue here against the Dragons. That's for the Dragons. Let's see if they can breathe fire as their first game is off the takeoff here.
All right, so Valley Falls, they'll be on the far side of the floor here in set one, hitting towards myself and Mr. Crendon Prophet. Captain Kurt in studio, of course, dialed up on the ones and the twos. So the Cobras here will go from the near side to the far side, still in their green jersey tops. And again, Valley Falls, the Dragons, with their white uniforms, black numerals and lettering, they are trimmed out in yellow. So we are getting set for match number two. Jackson Heights victorious in straight sets over the host, Jefferson County North, in matchup number one. Appreciate all of our sports boosters making our broadcast possible, not just tonight, all season long here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. As we get the final lineups set on the floor, moments away from match number two.
Well, match number one, we got to see Jackson Heights, obviously, that 2-0 victory against JCN in set, taking that match, first matchup. We'll see what they do here. They had a kind of a struggle a little bit with some service errors and then also properly setting up their hitters. If you're curious who those hitters are, it was number 13, Anna Sherling, and then number 1, Bryn Shoup. They were the big power hitters on that outside. See if they can get the edge here over the Dragons. And as for the Dragons, you know, this is the first time we're seeing them here tonight. We're going to see what players or the team, how they're going to unite here and take down these Cobras.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, sorry to cut you off, both these teams are actually going to be playing at the Frankfurt tournament on Saturday, so these two teams could see each other once again coming up this weekend. Jefferson County North, they'll be at Riley County in a tournament this weekend, but again, the Cobras and the Dragons both taking part in the Frankfurt tournament coming up on Saturday morning. So, all right, first meeting between these two here in 2024. Jackson Heights near side, Valley Falls on the far side. Here we go. The Dragons will tee it up first. This is Callie DeLong. The sophomore sends it across, and we are underway here for match number two. There's a miss hit on the back line by Garza, the libero, and early point for Jackson Heights, and they're out to a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, Garza.
Did not score, by the way, in either of the first two sets first.
Nope.
Cobra's first time tonight scoring first.
So, you know, it's not about the first point. It's about the last
That's
point.
That's right.
Scored.
Yes, sir. The Cobras get their first opportunity to serve and an awkward hit there by Taylor Bosley. And we're tied up at one apiece.
Yeah, once again, I kind of mentioned in the pregame here for this game, service errors plagued Jackson Knights. It also plagued JCN. And really, that's just something you want to avoid.
This is Chloe Cox, a sophomore. Valley Falls also a fairly young roster. There's one that's hit well into the back left corner, and it finds the 90-degree angle inside of it. And a point for Jackson Heights and Chesney Cochran. It's 2-1.
You know, already kind of a different approach here from Jackson Heights in this second game. They're getting a lot of kill shots, good setups for those big hitters. And the great thing is that they're able to execute here in the second game.
So Sherling sends it across for Jackson Heights. Valley Falls on the defense, getting it back across. Now Cochran again sends it to the backside. DeLong to the front of the net. There's the spike. Oh, miss hit up front. It was set up pretty well for Cassie Frakes, one of just three seniors on this roster, but almost had the fist kind of hit and awkwardly hit out of play, and it's now 3-1 Jackson Heights.
Yeah, trying to go for this backside corner shot right here. Just a little too much air on it.
There's a good serve. Back line there for Valley Falls. DeLong setting it up. Third try in across. Cobras now want to set something up. Front left. There's the set. And good defense there by Valley Falls. Now they'll try to set it up again. Shoop sends it across, and it's too strong. Point for Valley.
Yep, great job from Aubrey Garza that time. Just that time being patient, waiting for it. The last time she did that, she allowed a point, but this time she trusts the process. And that goes right out of bounds.
The senior Frakes back to serve, spins it in the left, and swings through the right hand. Nearly an ace, but dug up by the Cobras. Now pushed back on a second chance, and it was well done by Jackson Heights. And McKinley Mulroy had the front line of Valley Falls all fooled, and nobody there for that hit, and it's now 4-2.
Yeah, she takes after her sister. That's McKinley Mulroy down there. We saw Mallory Mulroy. She graduated just 2 years ago, but they were together playing on this court. 2 years together, and she's got a lot of experience from that sister that she had.
Chesney Cochran to serve, sends it across, and now hit to the back line, and now hit across. Good job by the Cobras on the back line, and now scrambling to get the free ball over, they do. Valley Falls, Garza pushing it front of the net. Here's a hit by Jillian Meyer, and that's going to fall in for a point. Nicely set there, and the sophomore Jillian Meyer for the Dragons gets them to within one. It is 4-3. Sub in for Jackson Heights. Bosley in on the back line. Back far side to serve. Jaden Sin, a junior for the Dragons. Bouncing it once, twice, three times. Spins it in the hand and sends a knuckleball across. Cobra's there, pushing it front left. Here's the set. Spike tipped in the air. Defended well by the Dragons. Now kind of an awkward set, and it goes into the net. Kind of leaning back there was DeLong. And leaning back, it's hard to really get under it. And it goes into the net now 5-3.
Yeah, I just saw that a lot also in the last match, just players not taking quality spikes at the ball.
Jackson Heights with Mulroy sends it across, scrambling, and on a third try, slapped across, and it finds its way in. That was well executed by Nyberger, the senior for Valley Falls, and maybe some miscommunication on the back line, and it's 5-4.
Yeah, Nyberger just one of the three seniors here on this Valley Falls team. We mentioned earlier Jackson Heights having four seniors. These are the two teams that have the most seniors out of everybody here tonight between these three teams.
There's the serve by Nyberger, and it's in there for an ace. Kind of late on the dive attempt was Chesney Cochran, and by the time she made the decision to go out for it, it was already in there, and we're tied at five. First time we've seen back-to-back points by the Dragons. And deadlocked at five here, opening set. Jackson Heights swept JCN in the first matchup tonight, 25-23 and 25-22.
Yeah, but they played close. I mean, anything could have happened there.
Cochran on the dig, pushed up front. Mulroy now tapped across, and it's down in there for a point. Shoop able to finish that one off. And it is now 6-5. Cobras get it back with the lead.
A lot of finesse on the hit, pushing it straight down into the middle of the defenders.
So Shoop, who got the point, now serves it. Down to a knee, getting it up is Sin. Now tapped across with two hands. Cobras now want to set it up front left, and there's the spike by Sherling, and it's dug up nicely by Garza. Now a battle at the net, hit across by Jackson Heights, and now tapped down again. And somehow, Valley Falls keeping it alive. They push it to the backside. There's a spike attempt. Garza there again. Probably the best rally we've seen so far. Valley pushing it across. Cobras again. Front of the net. Late little push, and mistiming the jump there was Mellies. and hit the ground when she finally got her hands on the ball and it went into the net. It's now 6-6.
Huge credit to Garza, who's just about to serve. She had three bumps there in that rally, just did a great job setting up her teammates, passing in the ball, and then helping them get that point in that long rally.
So she sends it across, and it's down for an ace. And again, Cochran on the back line, a little late to make a move for it, and it's now a 7-6 Valley Falls lead. Valley, they have scored four of the last five, and five of the last seven. Nice little run, Dragons in front. First set between these two tonight, and another awkward dive by Cochran, but kept it alive this time, and that one is put down, and it hits the line, and a point for Jackson Heights. I believe it was Sherling who finished that one off.
Yeah, we saw Sherling with beautiful line placement in match number one. Here she just continues that trend, and hopefully for her, she wants to keep that trend going.
A 7-7 tie here in set one. Valley Falls and Jackson Heights. Melly's the sophomore, lifting and firing the serve across. Garza there for it. Middle of the floor, now front left, and it spiked across, and it was too long there by DeLong. Jackson Heights will retake the lead at 8-7.
I think I saw what you did there.
I'm not going to lie, that was unintentional. Not going to lie. But I see what you were picking up there, so there's another good serve by Mellies, but the Dragons get a free ball over. Now the Cobras push it front of the net. Here's Mulroy. Now they set it up for Cochran, who tried to catch Garza off guard, but she was not quite fooled on that one. Cobras, front left, Sherling fires. Not much behind it. Dragons there with a late push. Cobras back to the front. Third try tapped across. Another good rally between these two. They want to set it up. There's the spike pushed in the air. Now Bosley gets it over. Garza with another nice save. Dragons have it at the front of the net, pushed across. Cobras again. Now front left, Sherling spike, tipped in the air. Dragons again there this time. Another set, there's a spike, and the Cobras have it. Free ball by Sherling into the net, down a couple times, and a point for Valley Falls. Best rally we have seen, and the Dragons come away with it. We're tied at 8.
Got a lot of great work on that rally by Chloe Cox. She was up there on the front of the net. She's on the left side here at the outside hitter position. Did a great job passing, bumping, and getting some just good positioning for her players.
Yeah, Frakes did a good job during that rally as well for Valley Falls. Cobras on a free ball, sending it across. DeLong, Frakes, punching it with the fist. Cobras ready for that one. Here's Posley backside, spike attempt, Garza there, up in the wrong direction, sent back to the front, and Frakes able to get it across. Cobras again, pushing it front left, Sherling fired, tipped in the air, going down to get it is DeLong. And now another nice save, this time by Sherling. Dragons have it on their far side of the floor. They want to set up Frakes, faking, firing across his Nyberger. Another good rally here between these two. And now a whistle. And I believe a point for Valley Falls. Not sure what the call was there, but they now lead it 9-8 and still have to serve with Callie DeLong.
Say what, I love Cassie Frakes and the way that she hits the ball over sometimes. Just big old power fist right up in the air to get over the net.
Dragons have it. Here's the second hit. There's the spike attempt pushed up in the air by the Cobras. Here's Posley front of the net, two-hand tap. Frakes was there. Now a battle at the net. It's won by the Dragons. Abby Wilson this time, the sophomore, and it's now 10-8.
Yeah, a little one-on-one on the net, Abby Wilson and Taylor Bosley. But nope, going to get called. That's nice point.
Oh, okay. So take that one off the board.
Unless it ran to the net.
And it's now 9-9. Okay, so against the net, a little late on that call, but Cobras have it. Sherling across, hit up in the air by Wilson. Now DeLong back to the front. Valley Falls a free ball over. Mulroy left side, Sherling spike, tipped in the air, and down it goes inside the line. Cobras retake the lead at 10-9.
That was Chloe Cox who got the tip, just went off the right of the top of her palm.
So back and forth we go. Here in the first set, Valley Falls, Jackson Heights, 10-9 Cobras here. It's our second match of three here tonight on KNZA. There's a spike by Frake, buries it. Too hot to handle for Bosley, and we're tied, 10-10.
Hope no one's getting dizzy at home with the roller coasters we've had going on tonight, because it's been up, down, up, down, up, down. There hasn't been a whole lot of maintaining a constant thread and trend here for any team. It's just back and forth, back and forth.
So. Off the bench here for Valley Falls, it's Brecken Moore, a freshman who tries to serve and didn't get enough of it. Into the net, 11-10, Jackson Heights with the lead, getting the serve back. And this will be Sherling, the junior, who will serve for Jackson Heights. A lot of heat behind it. Dug up nicely, though, by DeLong. Front of the net, there's the spike. It's Nyberger making the Cobras' back line work a little bit, but a free ball sent across. Diving effort by DeLong. Another awkward hit, and somehow saved by the Dragons. Incredible effort. That was Nyberger. Garza again on the back line. Good second set, and into the net. They set up DeLong, and she was in the middle of the floor, leaning back with it. Boy, that was a heck of an effort. But ultimately, the Cobras able to get that point. Their lead is 12-10.
And DeLong was in the backcourt trying to send it over with a hard hit of the palm. But I tell you what, great effort by Nyberger to keep that going.
They want to set it up front side, and down it goes. This is the point for Abby Wilson. 12-11, Dragons within one. They get the serve back. Dragons getting a little bit of everybody involved here in this first set. And they have had a rough start to their season. And there's a missed hit by Frakes and hit it in the wrong direction off the wrong side of the fist. And it's now 13-11 after the air on the serve.
And she'll get substituted out, and then will come Aubrey Garza.
So here is Chesney Cochran, the junior. She will serve it here for the Cobras. And a low liner teed one up and got an ace. 14-11. Impossible there, maybe. As far as defending that, that was placed in a perfect spot.
Great confidence by Chesney Cochran right here. We saw in that last match she had. She had two serving errors. This time comes out aces.
Cochran again to serve. Cobras have built a three-point lead here in the first set. Now a battle at the net. Slam down. Garza able to get it up in the air. And now the Dragons on a third try, they get it across. Cobras now on the attack. They push it. Front left, shoot. Garza again with the dig. But no one there on the front line to save that dig for Garza, and it lands in for a Jackson Heights point. And the Cobras now building a lead. They have scored five of the last six. They lead 15-11. Cochran again, a little momentum. Spins it in the left and sends it across with the right, and another ace.
Yeah, it looks like some miscommunication between Callie DeLong and Jillian Meyer, and that's going to cause a timeout.
Cobras on the move here. 16-11 their lead, set one over Valley Falls. You are listening, High School Volleyball. We're back in 30 seconds.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Chesney Cochran continuing to serve here. Cobras have a nice little groove going. 16-11 their lead. Tipped on the top of the net. Good save there, though, by McKinley Mulroy to keep it alive for Jackson Heights. They get it across on a free ball. Now the Dragons try to respond, but not much behind that hit by Jillian Meyer. Then across Jackson Heights, Garza diving over her teammate, somehow gets it over in a couple of hits, unable to get it back across. And I was not thinking at really any point that Valley Falls was going to come away with that point, but somehow they did.
Yeah, they did. Jackson Heights just weren't prepared for that ball to come right back over the net. I mean, you can just kind of see by the body language that they just really were surprised they got over, so... You know, great kudos to the Dragons on that rally.
Well, they needed that one out of the timeout. They're within four. 16-12. They send the serve across with Sin. Now, a stoppage of play and I think an error on the serve. That's going to be a free point for Jackson Heights. Now 17-12. They lead it by five.
Even though Jackson Heights won those two first sets in that first matchup against JCN, they weren't able to, you know, really slip away. But right here, they're slithering away, especially after this ace hit by Mulroy to put them up 18-12.
So 18-12, Jackson Heights spinning it in the hand is McKinley Mulroy. Nearly gets an ace, but a nice save. Dragons have to get it over on this one. They can't do so. So the groove now continuing to build. Jackson Heights lead. It's now 18-12. They have scored six of the last seven and eight of the last ten. Mulroy again sends it across, battle at the net, tipped a couple times, and the Cobras get that one as well. Those awkward hits right on top of the net where you have two from both teams right on top of it. Jackson Heights won that one. Here is Mulroy sending it across. Jackson Heights trying to pull away here in this first set. Tipped in the air. Good defense on the back line. And now Shoup has to send it across on a free ball. Valley Falls trying to get something there. Leaning back. Knocked around a couple times and down it goes. Miscommunication on the front line for Valley Falls. And the Cobras again getting a point. Their lead is now 20-12, the largest lead here in set one for the Cobras.
Great block from Jennifer Mellies up on the front row, just the sophomore.
Mulroy sends it across, batted around a couple times. Now the Cobras pushing it to the front right, leaning back, and Bosley sending it across. Dragons just unable to get a lot of setups here, but they're able to keep battling, getting it across. Garza, another good dig there. Now there's a spike attempt, but right into the net for Jillian Meyer. Another miscue there, and it's now 21-12. Cobra's pulling away here. So the run continues for McKinley Mulroy to serve. Sends it across. Tipped in the air, still battling, trying to get it to the front. Dragons able to get it across. Cobras, Mulroy front, shoot, spike, Garza there. Now the setup there, and it's going to be another violation, stoppage of play. Another point for Jackson Heights. They're rolling now. It's 22-12.
Yeah, the Dragons, well, they're just kind of dragging themselves into the ground here with a lot of the errors and the mistakes and communication issues.
Nyberger able to get a nice dig there, and now another whistle. I think they call a violation against the Cobras, so desperately needed that if you were Valley Falls. It's now 22-13. You get the serve back.
Yeah, Bosley slid underneath the net.
So the Dragons now, they will serve with Nyberger, and she's going to need to put a little run here together. And up against the net it goes in a service error. I'm trying to make sure I have the score correct. Well, according to the scoreboard, this is set point, but I thought it was 23-13, but it is showing 24-13. Dragons do get one there. Miscommunication on the front line by the Cobras, so it's 24-14. And still set point here for Jackson Heights.
It's going to come down to Aubrey Garza to see if she can bring a long rally here for the Dragons.
Garza sends it across, playable on the back line, and that's going to be another point. Missed hit by Chesney Cochran, 24-15. Need a lot more of those if your Valley Falls here. Jackson Heights trying to wrap up another set victory here and take this first one against the Dragons. They will set it up to Bosley. Right side, her spike attempt is out. It'll take at least another point, 24-16. Three straight here by Valley Falls. They had it set up right, just the hit not quite 100% there for Jackson Heights. Cochran down to a knee, gets it up in the air. And now sent across by Mulroy. Dragons pushing it to the front. There's the long tapping, but out of play, and that'll do it. So Jackson Heights able to pull away with a dominant second half stretch here in this first set. And they have yet to lose a set here tonight. The Cobras beating the Dragons here in set one by a score of 25-16. We'll step aside, 2-minute timeout. Second set's coming your way next. You are listening to High School Volleyball.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High School Volleyball presented by our area sports boosters. Alongside Crinan Prophet, Kirk Kilman in studio, I'm Brandon Tadman. Here from Jefferson County North High School, match number 2 of 3 tonight, NEKL try with Jackson Heights defeating Jefferson County North in straight sets in our first matchup, and the Cobras continue to stay hot. They win the first set here against Valley Falls, 25-16, and they go for another sweep.
Yeah, the first set tonight that we've seen just a dominant approach. We saw it was kind of battling back and forth till we got to that 10-10 mark, and then Jackson Heights, well, they just swept away.
So here we go, start of set number 2. Dragons need it to keep it alive, and they get the first point as Frakes parries one into the back left corner. Dragons score the first point, take a 1-0 lead. They're now on the near side of the floor here as we look, hitting to the far side where the Cobras stand.
Mentioned that last year these teams were 2-1 against each other. Is Jackson Heights who led it in matchups, winning one league game and one non-league game. We mentioned that Valley Falls will be playing against Jackson Heights in the Frankfurt tournament over soon here.
That will be on Saturday. So these teams could be playing each other again here in a matter of days. But right now, Jackson Heights the advantage after the set 1 win, and that one's buried in the back corner. It lands inside the lines as Sherling, with a nice hit there, ties it at 1 apiece. First opportunity from the far side to serve. Sherling, who just got the kill, will now look for the serve. 25-16, Cobras winning the first set.
Step over the line
there on the serve, so Valley Falls will take it, get the serve back, leading 2-1. So this will be Chloe Cox, the sophomore for the Dragons, who will serve it here to the far side of the floor. Spins it in the left and sends it across with the right. Cobras, Mulroy, front of the net, shoot, spikes it up in the air and out of play. Up on top of the bleachers, and Jackson Heights with the kill shot there, a 2-2 tie. We have alternated the first four here in set number 2. At one point in the first set, it was 10-10. It was all Jackson Heights after that, going on a big-time run and winning it 25-16. This is Chesney Cochran to serve for Jackson Heights here in set 2. Garza has been all over the place here on the back line for the Dragons defensively, doing a nice job here tonight. There's a set. Spike, good defense. That is Frakes leading the charge up front for Valley Falls, and they retake the lead. We keep it moving back and forth, and now 3-2.
Yeah, both the seniors up there, Cassie Frakes and Skylar Nyberger, number 1. Great defense up front.
Frakes will go back to serve, swinging the right hand through. Cobras front center, now front right. There's the set, and a double hit there, I think, for the Dragons on the defensive try by Jillian Meyer. And we continue to alternate, now 3-3. So back to serve, it is McKinley Mulroy. Bouncing it twice, spinning it once, sending it across. There's DeLong up front. Nyberger's spike is too long. Set it up well, looking for the back right corner, but just a little too much on it. And we finally stopped the alternating points there as the Cobras have gone back-to-back. They lead it 4-3. Mulroy again sends it across, diving to the knees. DeLong able to keep it alive, and now a free ball sent across. Mulroy, now Shoup, spike, and out of play. Tied at 4. Get a quick sub for the Dragons as Jaden Sin comes in off the bench. Now will serve. A 4-4 tie here in set 2. Dragons need it after the Cobras won set 1, 25-16. Sin sends it across. Cobras front of the net. Here's Mellies, and knocked away, and good defense by the Dragons.
Jillian Meyer, the sophomore. Great job just playing in the up front. Middle hitter.
5-4. Valley Falls. And Jaden Sin, another opportunity here to serve right under us. And sends it across. Line drive ball. They want to set it up for Shoup. Hit it with the finesse try, but the Dragons were ready for it. Now Shoup again on the defense. They send it back to Shoup. Her spike hit up in the air a couple times and into the bench and out of play. So the Cobras get that one back. We're tied at 5-5.
Yeah, great kill for Shoup. It's Sigmel Shoup. We got her dad over here to the right. He coached Jackson Heights women's basketball and brought these girls to the state a couple years.
So Shoup to serve. Garza on the dig. Dragons now pushing it front right. Miscommunication, but able to get it across is Nyberger. Now this is Bosley with the spike, and she gets it down. It was nearly kept alive by Brecken Moore, but just too hot to handle. And a nice kill shot there for Jackson Heights. They retake the lead at 6-5. And it will be Shoup again to serve for Jackson Heights. Staggered stance, sends it across, dug up by Nyberger, pushed to the front of the net, sent across by Meyer, but into the net it goes. 7-5, Jackson Heights.
Valley Falls just cannot let the Cobras slip away or sneak away, however you want to phrase it here.
Or slither away.
Or slither away.
There you go.
So
I'm getting it now.
We're getting it now.
Yeah. Cobras with the serve. They set it up for DeLong, but defended well here by the Cobras. Now front of the net, Sherling. Tipped up in the air by Sin, and she slaps her hands in frustration with a miss hit there. Now four straight for the Cobras. Longest run here so far in set two. Their lead is 8-5.
Yeah, if my bad jokes are rubbing off on you, I think that's a bad thing, Brandon.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say it's a great thing, but you know what? We're doing okay. Another serve by Shoup. It was a near ace, but Nyberger with a great save, and the Dragons able to keep it alive. And we'll try it again. Here's the set. Here's the spike. And it is in there inside the line, I believe. That was Melly to earn the point there.
Say, well, we're doing okay, but Jackson Heights, they're doing great. Just a great hit from Melly, riding the lightning.
5 straight for the Cobras. They now lead at 9-5. And there's our first JV ball crossing the plane and having to reset the play here.
It's all a couple. And
again, I'm not surprised it happens more, you know? I think on that first matchup, we only had to deal with that maybe two or three times.
Well, don't jinx it here.
Oh, it's immediately going to happen here in a second. But Shoup sends it across on the retry. Oh, and miscommunication there. Tapped across and a point for Callie DeLong. Miscommunication up front for the Cobras and a much-needed point for the Dragons. Stops that little five-run spurt for Jackson Heights. It's now 9-6. And it will be Nyberger to serve here, one of the few seniors on this roster. 3 to be exact for Valley Falls. Nyberger, good pace behind it, pushed up into the air by Cochran. Now Sherling spikes into the net, bounced up in the air on the side of Valley Falls. They push it back 2 to long. Her spike tipped up in the air, probably was out, but the Cobras decide to save it, and it leads to a Dragons point. Miss hits on the back line. It's now 9-7. I think that hit by DeLong was going to be long. See what I did there? Just kind of happened naturally. But trying to save it on the back line and unsuccessful was Jackson Heights.
Well, I saw it, just didn't say I wanted to hear it.
Okay, fair enough. Cobras here on the attack. Sherling puts one down. That was the true bump set, spike set. Sherling finishes. It is now 10-7, Jackson Heights. So they will go back to serve. Having to chase the ball down here on the near side. Put a lot of meat behind it. And it will be Jennifer Mellies, I believe, going back to serve here for the Cobras.
We saw her in the second set against JCN, the big rally that she was able to bring with the two aces.
Nice hit there up front for Valley Falls. That was Chloe Cox on the second hit, catching the Cobras off guard. It's now 10-8. 3 of the last 4 for Valley Falls.
Yeah, that's huge for the Dragons, because like I just mentioned, Mellies had a huge run for Jackson Heights against JCN when they were down by a plentiful in the second set of match number 1 against JCN. She even had two aces, as I did mention. But for Dragons being able to play that defensively so well and have a chance here with Garza only down by 2, 10-8, great shot.
Garza with a near ace, kind of slapped around, and finally it drops. Well, the Cobras sporadically almost got it over, just kind of throwing their hands out, but nonetheless, now 4 of the last 5 scored by Valley Falls. They're within 1. It's 10-9. Here's Garza again. Her second serve just dips down and gets an ace. How about Garza coming in hot? We're tied at 10.
Yeah, that nice arc on it just hopped over. You know, you added 2 more inches to that, lowering it. I mean, it would have went straight into the net. Just overall, good shot with the accuracy.
Oh, and there's a shank on that one, so it'll be a free point for Jackson Heights. They'll retake the lead at 11-10 and get the serve back, but Valley Falls with a nice run there to get right back into it, needing this set to force a third. Cobras won the first set 25-16. And a nice save to get it back across on the serve. Cobras will be on the attack, leaning back and unable to get that one over. That was missed hit by Cochran. Probably wished he had that one back, and we're deadlocked at 11 apiece. So 6 of the last 8 for Valley Falls. And there's a missed hit on the serve. And we missed a point somewhere, I guess. It's happened a couple times. So the scoreboard is saying 12-12. I feel like we got a good beat on it, yet we don't. We missed one somewhere. And that's going to be an ace for the Cobras on the back end, who retake the lead here at 13-12.
I'll tell you what, the scoreboard's kind of sneaking on us, just like the Dragons are trying to sneak back into this one. But Jackson Heights with the ace from Sherling, good opportunity to keep themselves rolling.
So 13-12, the official scoreboard. And Sherling again with the serve. There's DeLong with a hard hit on a third try. Went for the kill shot from the middle of the floor and couldn't get it in. So now it is 14-12, 3 straight for the Cobras.
They just removed a point, so now it's 14-11.
So we were right. We weren't wrong there. So it's 14-11. I was pretty confused, not going to lie, but the official score, 14-11. Cobras get it across on a free ball. Dragons push it to the front, fake it to Frakes. Now it's launched across by Abby Wilson, and way too much behind that and into the second row of the bleachers. And the fans having to put it back into play. It's now 15-11. 4 straight now for the Cobras as they try to break away like they did in the first set. Mulroy keeping it alive, pushed across by Cochran. Dragons push it, breaks, middle, taps across, saved by Shoup. They want Shoup again on the set and the spike, and she delivers. Shoup makes it 16-11. I think we're going to get our first timeout. So just like the first set, evened up across the board through about the first half, then Jackson Heights started pulling away, and that's kind of the scenario here. In set number 2, they lead Valley Falls 16-11. We're back in 30 seconds. You are listening to High School Volleyball.
If you feel like you're just a number at your current bank and want a more personal banking experience, this is your sign to choose the Farmer State Bank. I'm Hannah Vegan, Assistant Vice President.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at Farmer State Bank. We are happy to help any small businesses, local clubs, or school organizations to get set up with checking, savings, or money market accounts.
Making it easy to choose Farmer State Bank as your community bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Jackson Heights. They have had a perfect night so far, trying to continue the trend here in set 2 against Valley Falls. Good rally between the two. And somehow, nowhere to be found is the Valley Falls defense and the point for McKinley Mulroy. And the run continues out of the timeout. Now 17-11 Cobras.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for Valley Falls. Usually when you take a timeout, you're expecting the momentum to shift into your favor. But right here, Jackson Heights. And then a hit straight into the net, so that might change the momentum here and might bring it back to the Dragons.
Sherling with the service error. She had a nice run going, but now 17-12. Valley Falls getting the serve back as Brecken Moore, the freshman, in off the bench to start this run here. Valley Falls are going to have to rally, and they're off to a 1-9 start this season. They went 0-6 on Saturday at the Jeff West tournament. Royal Valley would have go on to win that tournament, going a perfect 6-0. Cobras get another point. Shoup there on the finish. It's now 18-12.
Abby Wilson was trying to get there on the dig, but just couldn't bump it up to a teammate. Got it under the net.
This is very similar to how the first set played out. It was close and back and forth through the first half, and Jackson Heights eventually pulled away from the middle portions on, and that's kind of what we're seeing here so far in set 2 as they look for another sweep. The defense here by the Dragons. They set it up for Frakes. Instead, it's going to be sent across by Wilson. Now shoot, battle at the net, and it's going to be won by the Dragons. Nyberger able to finish that one off with good timing. 18-13.
Yeah, you have to win a lot of those defensive battles if you want to try to come back to this game, but also you got to take opportunities when you're there on the serve with Frakes right now.
So here's Frakes in the senior, sending it across, very heavy and nearly an ace, but scrambling and finally getting it across, and the final hit is Mulroy. Dragons, front middle, pushed across with two hands, battling, sending it across again. Another good play by Mulroy. High in the air, front middle, sent across by the Dragons. Mulroy, far side, shoot, set, spike, hit off the top of the net, down it goes. Good defense there by Nyberger to help earn that point there for Valley Falls. It's now 18-14.
I've heard the senior's name back-to-back times, and that's just what it's going to take here for the Dragons to try to get themselves back into this game. They're only down four here. Set number two.
Quietly back to within four, 18-14. JV ball came cruising across, so Frakes had to wait. Now sends it across, and it's going to be well strong. 19-14 after the service air. Cobras with it and the advantage as Mulroy will go back to serve. It's been a perfect night for Jackson Heights so far. They've swept JCN, two very close sets in our first match tonight. Now they're trying to make a sweep of Valley Falls, leading 19-14 here in this second set. Diving up against the net, another one hit under the net, and another point for Jackson Heights. Great effort there by Brecken Moore, the freshman. Just couldn't quite get there in time to get it up and over. 20-14.
Yeah, Jackson Heights, great position here to seal it. Only 4 points away from match point.
Now the Cobras will bring in Ava Rash. First time we have called her name here tonight. She will be on the front line. There's the serve. Dug up in the air by DeLong. Now Nyberger off the top of the net. Sliding to a knee is Mulroy to save it. Rash her first hit. Now sent across and down inside the line. That was Jennifer Mellies. Nicely done. We get the football score, 21-14.
Garza Barbero was trying to get it for the Dragons. He was trying to go on the dig and the save, but just couldn't shovel it into the ground.
See if Mulroy can finish it off here. Nice strong hit to the back line. Third try, angles right. Somehow the Dragons get it across. Now Mulroy pushing it across. Garza up front for the Dragons. Now tipped across, and down it goes. Valley Falls, Brecken Moore, the freshman, getting one there, and it's 21-15. They get the serve back. Here comes back in Jaden Sin, who will serve. Valley Falls, they need a run here. They lost the first set 25-16. Right now they trail. It is 21-15 in set two. There's Sin. Front of the net, Cobras. Beautifully done. The tap shot across. I believe that was Bosley who got that hit, 22-15.
Now the Jackson Heights Cobras got the touchdown lead, as you would say.
I love the fake out, like that second hit. You think it's going to be a set, and just nope, kind of a no-look tap across, finding the right hole. And putting it down was Jackson Heights again, leading now 22-15. Sin goes down to a knee to save that one for being an ace, and the Dragons get it across. Mulroy, front of the net, Sherling fires and dug up by Garza. Now a battle at the net, tipped down by the Cobras D, couple of hits and the Cobras earn it. Good job by Bosley and Mellies there. And it is 23-15, Jackson Heights sniffing another sweep here tonight.
Yeah, looking to start the year off right with 4-0 and 3-0 in league play.
JCN has been part of the league championships for the last four seasons. Right now, Jackson Heights could be off to a good start, but the Dragons get one there, 23-16. They will get the serve back. I believe it's Nyberger who's going to go back here and serve. But 25-16, the set one win for Jackson Heights, and trying to close it out here in set two, leading 23-16. Battle at the net. Now Sin for the Dragons. DeLong pushing it across. Cobras now setting it up. There's Mellies on the spike. Garza with the dig. Now a free ball sent across, pushed up in the air by Shoup. Front middle, front right, Sherling taking a little off of it and right over the front line, and down it goes. Nicely played now for match point.
Always got to love that off-speed hit. It's not all about the power slam. Sometimes just a little bit about the finesse. Sherling, just a little toss-up. It went over the defenders trying to block it, and no one was prepared for it. Get down and land on the court.
Sometimes a pitcher has to throw a changeup. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
So here we go. It is match point for Jackson Heights. Looking for a perfect night here on the road at JCN. Be a comfortable comfortable drive home for Jackson Heights. They can close this one out. Dragons, though, trying to hang around. DeLong sending a free ball across. Down to a knee. Shoop keeping it alive. There's Bosley. Spike, and it's in there. Bosley with the kill. And that will end it. Or will it not? No, they called something.
Well, the ball's being rolled to Jackson.
Did the JV ball come into play again? Well, we're trying it again at 24-17. I think they did get a... Not honestly sure there. But here we go. Down it goes, and that's going to be the final point. Quick work as Chesney Cochran, front middle of the net, gets it done. 25-17, so we took an extra hit. But Jackson Heights, the same result. 25-16 in set one, 25-17 in set number two. As Jackson Heights, a perfect 2-0 on the night. They are now 4-0 on the young season. We'll step aside, wrap it up, get you set for match three. It's NEKL Volleyball here across the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexton, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, two matches in and two wins for Jackson Heights. Impressive. They sweep both their contests tonight, first off against JCN, and then really dominating the latter portion of both sets against Valley Falls, 25-16, 25-17. And don't look now. Hey, your old squad, the Cobras, they're 4-0.
Yeah, feels great. Now I'm a one-year alumni out of Jackson Heights. Just feels weird now. But, hey, you know what? Great job for the Cobras coming in here, getting some dominant wins, snapping that four-game losing streak to JCN that goes, you know, a season and a half. And then also here being able to take down the Dragons. But we saw a lot of promise from the Dragons. You know, one thing about the Dragons is it's a cooperative team effort, and we saw a lot on the team. Just everybody contributing. We saw Aubrey Garza, the libero number 40. She did a lot of great work getting some digs and some saves from Valley Falls. We'll see how she does in the upcoming game. But hey, you know what? Jackson Heights, great start to the season. 4-0, 3-0 in league play. So I think that means that they lead the NAKL up to this point. And I kind of brought in to mention that Jackson Heights hadn't had a losing season since 2016, except for last year, where I believe they went 14-23 overall. So a big step in the right direction for this year that might be able to pace them to for chance at least get a 500 season or even win the NHL title.
So again, Jackson Heights victorious tonight, both of their matchups. They sweep JCN 25-23, 25-22, and then just moments ago, finishing off Valley Falls 25-16 in set one, 25-17 in set number two. All right, we're going to step aside, take a quick break. This one will be a little bit shorter as Jefferson County North, the host team tonight, back to it as they take on Valley Falls. It's our final matchup in this NEKL try on this gorgeous Tuesday night here in Northeast Kansas. Give us about 5 minutes, and then the final matchup is coming up as you are listening to High School Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.